Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so happy that you are here. Whether you're with us here in church or you're joining us online, it is good for us all to be together, to add our voices to God's people across the globe, adding prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. We continue this green and growing season after Pentecost, and I am glad that you are with us today. Next Sunday, August 6th, is a very important day for two of our young people. Rachel Bisbee and Kaya Kellersmith will affirm their baptisms at confirmation services next Sunday at the 10:30 service. They've completed their instruction. They're ready to take responsibility for their faith. I'm asking now for you to please keep Rachel, Kaya, and their families in your prayers. And if you are able to join us for their celebration next week. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them. But we gathered this morning so we might be in worship. So let us continue that worship as we join together in our gathering song, Holy is the Lord. Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Beloved and sovereign God, through the death and resurrection of your Son, you bring us into your kingdom of justice and mercy. By your Spirit, give us your wisdom that we may treasure the life that comes from Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
Our first lesson for today is from 1 Kings chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I should give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. Although I am only a little child, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this, your great people?" It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, "Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has ever been before you, and no one like you shall rise after you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 26. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold His own Son, but gave Him up for all of us, will He not with Him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who at the right hand of God, who interceded for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered." No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 13th chapter. Jesus put before the crowds another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? And they answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite any children to come on forward. I just read a bunch of parables from Jesus. I love parables because they're really cool stories that use everyday, ordinary, normal stuff. And they tell us about what God is like or what the kingdom of God is. All right. So this time we heard that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? I mean, I have a little capsule in my office. It's about that big and it's filled with hundreds of mustard seed. One little capsule. That's how small they are. All right. And so a lot of times people think, oh, that's all about me because I don't have very much faith or I don't have this. But Jesus says, no, the kingdom of heaven is like that mustard seed, which means that there are going to be times in our lives when we don't see God there, but God's there. And we'll know because eventually it will become something that brings us comfort and hope and all kinds of things. But there's another parable that Jesus says. It says that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for pearls. Okay? So if the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant, that means that God is like the merchant and you're the pearl. God seeks you out. God wants to find you. God wants to care for you. God is willing to pay anything it takes to make sure that you are His. That's a cool moment. Sometimes we don't see God, but now we understand that God is always looking for us, but also looking out for us so that we have a chance to share that love with someone else. You are the pearl. We are the pearl. And that's a cool thing. Let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for making us your pearls. Thank you for seeking us out. Thank you for living with us, loving for us, and guiding us that we might share your love. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. True or false? The kingdom of heaven is found in Europe near Luxembourg. Now, there was a time in my ministry when I gave a kind of a pretest to catechism students, and a question like that was usually on it. Of course, the answer is false, but it leads to other questions. What is the kingdom of heaven? Is it the same as the kingdom of God? Is it a place or is it something else? There are lots of questions that we have about the kingdom. And the amazing thing is that Jesus talks about it a lot. In Matthew's gospel this morning, we hear Jesus talk about the kingdom of heaven. But in the other gospels, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. Why is that? Well, first of all, Matthew was a Jewish Christian whose audience would not want to hear God's name used willy-nilly. And so Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven this morning. But it is also exactly the same thing as the kingdom of God. And you see, rather than just being one place, the kingdom of heaven is an event. It's an experience. It is the presence of God. It is the blessings, the gifts. It's the love of God that we receive and are then called on to live and share for others. You see, the kingdom is universal in its scope. Like all of the different terrain where the seeds were sown in this parable of the sower, the kingdom is mysterious in that we don't really know how seeds grow or how yeast works or anything like that. The kingdom is also real and actual. We feel it. We know it. We share it. We experience the kingdom really. And as followers of Jesus and children of God, the kingdom is the place or the moment, it is the time, it is the event that we are always looking to be part of. Walking into Walmart from the parking lot one day, I saw three young men ahead of me, and they were approaching an elderly gentleman emptying his cart, and I was worried that they were going to harass this gentleman. Now, I don't know why I was worried about that, but I was. And when they came up to the man, one of them asked if he could help him unload his cart. The man responded that he was almost finished and thanked them for the offer. And then they took the man's cart back with them into the store when he was finished. I had been worried about a negative confrontation, and instead, I caught a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, Jesus tells us. It's the smallest of seeds, which is why we usually think that the mustard seed in question is talking about us because we are of little faith and all the rest of that. But Jesus says that it is the kingdom that is the mustard seed. To me, that means that there are times when we're not sure if God is there, and God is still there. Eventually, we see it. Eventually, we understand it. Eventually, we feel the love of God around us. In that parking lot, I didn't see God to begin with, but by the end of the encounter, the birds were nesting and grace was palpable. Jesus continues teaching today by saying that the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. Again, an itty-bitty thing that makes dough. When the yeast is mixed with the flour and the water and the sugar, you can't find the yeast anymore. But it is the yeast that transforms the flour and the water and the sugar into dough and eventually bread, rolls, or cinnamon rolls. Like the seed growing, the yeast works its mysterious work, and delight and joy are our experience. Whether it is an artisanal loaf that you learn to make watching YouTube during COVID, or if it's 50 pounds of flour like Jesus is talking about in the parable, the kingdom is real and powerful. It is transformative. Even if it can be difficult to see, it still works for real. Jesus continues by then saying that the kingdom of heaven, the presence of God, is like a treasure. Here, Jesus is encouraging us to search for that treasure, to search for those kingdom moments around us, those moments where we get to interject God's love. Like me witnessing the encounter in the Walmart parking lot, Jesus is encouraging us to discover the kingdom and then cherish it. Participate in it. Keep the kingdom going. It's like people who volunteered part of their week to help with Vacation Bible School this summer. Or it's like those who volunteer and help at the thrift store. It's like those who help people without homes or jobs. It's like those helping people who struggle with addiction. It's being a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on. It's so much more than that and all sorts of things just like it. When we see the kingdom, we are called to keep it going, to make it so that more and more and more people can see that treasure that is God's love and presence, to see that treasure that is the kingdom of God with hope and peace. But then Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant searching for pearls. God is the merchant and we are the pearls. Think about that. We are the pearls. And God is obsessed with finding us and is extravagant in his willingness to make us his own. There is no price God is not willing to pay. God sent his Son. God became human in Jesus that we might know and feel, that we might experience the kingdom of heaven in his presence and in his love. We are the prizes that God strives for, as well as being the children he hopes to inspire. And then finally today, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is a net that catches all fish. Once again, Jesus is showing us the universal nature of the kingdom, the universal nature of God's love. None are missed. Now, like the weeds and the wheat, there will be a sorting at the end, but that sorting is not done by us. God's love touches everyone. Every one of us and all the people in all creation. Now, how we react, how we respond, how we share or not, how we love or not is where we stand right now. But you see, like in this final parable, the Apostle Paul in Romans today reminds us that nothing separates us from God's love. Nothing. Not our frailties or failings, not our success and compassion, not the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful selves, not our fear of trying or our fear of failing or whatever else it is that we're afraid of. God's love is out there in the world, sometimes as small as a mustard seed or yeast. Sometimes it is as exciting as a treasure. God's love and presence. The kingdom of heaven is here now. It is at the table and at the font. It is on the steps with the children or with the praise team or with Becky. The kingdom of heaven is in the pews. It's on the live stream or the radio broadcast or the blogs. The kingdom of heaven is also out there beyond our doors. In parking lots and store aisles, in school hallways, on factory floors, in offices and restaurant booths, wherever it is that we go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I believe that that is the message that Jesus really wants to share with us all today. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we have a role to play in bringing that love of God with us. We have a role to play in following Jesus into the world so that we can love for the sake of all, from our friends and family to the least of these, our sisters and brothers. God loves us, searches for us, and saved us in the love of Jesus. God now encourages us to search for those moments when we might bring the kingdom, share the love, live God's dream for all creation. We get a chance to do that today, tomorrow, and always. So let's go. Amen. Please rise. In celebration of our baptism, let us confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident that God receives our joys and concerns, let us offer our prayers for the church, for those in need, and for all of creation. Almighty God, we pray for the church and all servants of the gospel. Equip rostered and lay ministers to proclaim that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Form confirmands and catechumens into disciples. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Gracious God, we pray for the well-being of creation. Safeguard the environment. Clean polluted rivers and lakes. Preserve the mighty tree and the tiny mustard seed. And send advocates for sustainable practices. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Compassionate God, we pray for the nations. Instill in all who govern the ability to discern between good and evil. Free those who are oppressed and protect those facing danger. Promote peace across the world and in our towns and neighborhoods. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we pray for all in any need. Protect those fleeing from war. Shelter those who are in poverty, in need of clothing. Soothe all who grieve and heal the sick. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for those who are known to us, who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Ralph, Dick, Kenna, Kristen, Judith, Rhonda, Carol, Sarah, Mac, and Olivia. Lord, in your mercy. Holy God, we pray for this congregation, both those gathered today and those absent from our assembly. Grant safety to travelers and refreshment and safety for children attending summer camps or community programs. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, we give thanks for your saints who now rest from their labors. Inspire us by their witness to treasure the gospel and continually nourish us with your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope that your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.